Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The List by Tana Fensky, performed by C.J. Bloom and Alexander Sendis.
Chapter 1. Simon.
Excuse me, I urgently need more RAM, and I was hoping you could give it to me.
I turned to see a hot blonde wearing cherry red lipstick and a black dress tight enough to be a tourniquet. Her tone would be more suited for taking calls at 1-900-FUCK-ME, and the pointed look she just gave my crotch suggests she rehearsed that line before walking into my shop. Yes, my shop. I own all 26 branches of Hot Swap computer sales and repairs scattered around the Pacific Northwest, though I rarely venture out of the back room these days. The boob graze the blonde just performed on my forearm is one reason.
I recognize you from that article in Men's Health a few months ago,
she continues, moving deeper into my personal space.
Meet the young entrepreneur with the mind, muscles, and millions. I knew this was the place to come for the best. RAM.
Actually, I say, taking a step back, you first need to determine how much RAM you can handle. Her eyes widen and she licks her lips.
Yes,
she breathes.
I think I can handle a lot.
I point to the other end of the counter. We're having a sale on the 16-gigabyte HyperX Fury with symmetric heat spreader, I say, and watch her eyes widen. Carl over there is our expert. He'll be happy to help you. The blonde gives me a confused look, trying to ascertain if I've just talked dirty or blown her off. It's the latter. She seems to realize this as she glances down the counter at the freckled face of my lanky store manager. His exuberant expression and overenthusiastic wave suggest he will indeed be happy to help her and may, in fact, be popping a boner behind the counter right this moment. I'd rather not dwell on that. But I do soften my tone when I remove her claws from my forearm. If you'll excuse me, I need to finish debriefing a new employee. Thanks for coming to HotSwap. I walk away before she can make a suggestive comment about debriefing or ask me what I've got that's plug and play. I know it's coming. I've heard it all before. But I escape without further incident and duck into the back room where my new hire is waiting patiently between a bank of employee lockers and the foosball table I set up for break-time entertainment. Corey's a cheerful guy with a passion for technology, an infectious laugh, and Down syndrome. He just finished his first week of employment here through my workability program. Sorry about the wait, I tell him. Here's your first paycheck.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?